Carl Herman, Mission Viejo, Need to Know News. This is Sunday, the 18th of August, 2024. Brian and I, we couldn't do the show on Friday. We couldn't connect yesterday, and I need to get this done for a family event. So it's you and me, audience. Let's go ahead and take a look at these topics. Okay, who are our opponents? That might be the most important question. And then this idea of frequency that we're going to talk about, what does it have to do with creation? Topic of unpoisoned food, the war, Trump assassination attempt, so-called, or what we're shown. Cackling Kamala, optics and facts, tampon Tim Walz, optics and facts, and some updates with COVID. Let's just go to the story. I don't really have an opening statement other than here's the news. Boy, so we're talking about who are our opponents. Boy, sure is infuriating watching the most powerful people in the world pretend they can do nothing about anything. And that's the bullshit that we get. They're not leaders. They're liars. They're lie contest winners. The magicians behind the curtains, they know that human consciousness co-creates reality based on what the mind believes to be true and real. This process is amplified when instilled in the collective consciousness of the masses. They are projecting what they want into your mind so that you build it for them. Now, I don't know anything about what's going on, but I see the effectiveness of the mind control and the evidence in my own family and colleagues. Now, the idea of who our opponents are, I'm going to introduce you to a couple of expert witnesses. This is Paul Wallace. This guy has 1 million subscribers, 5 books. He has served for 33 years as a church doctor, theological educator, archdeacon in the Anglican Church in Australia. And he just knows the language. And this is one of the sources upon which I base my understanding of events. And this guy, well, both these guys, Graham Hancock and Mauro Biglino, he is another person who just describes what is actually in the Old Testament of the Bible. And it corresponds to what I read myself at age 17, trying to understand that book, that it's not one God, it's a committee. And at age 17, I read the stories and said, wow, so this is like the Roman and the Greek gods. They war among themselves. They're kind of warlords. And in the interpretation of the Old Testament, the Elohim, they are a committee. And they do seem to be ETs. And if you want to know more, Graham Hancock is, that's one person who's always nice to talk to on that interview with Mauro, but he's got a lot. Some of it, it'll be in Italian, so you got to find the English ones. And then Paul Willis with Dr. Michael Sala, who is another very interesting academic expert on the topic of ET involvement. So the big picture is that we're in a space opera, is my best understanding. And I'll put into the show notes at BitChute the 2023 False Flags and Conspiracies 1 hour presentation I did with Dr. Jim Fetzer's group in order to give the overview of what I see. Space opera. The asteroid belt is an exploded planet. And that planet exploded because they were warlike. And it was those beings who came and kind of terraformed and settled Earth. The longhead guys, whose skulls are from Egypt and Peru. There are also reptilians involved. And apparently they have been making deals and in the backgrounds. And apparently there is an AI involved that hacked the reptilians. So when I say space opera, I mean space opera. And this is after 47 years consideration. And the background for the documentation to this extraordinary tale is all in the major paper that I have about AMREV 2 and World War 3. A lot of the battle is over our heads. Now, the good news, just for the punchline, is that there are good ETs, and they intervened on our behalf, and there may even be an incarnated group known as Star Seeds who just come into Earth like everyone else. We don't remember where we came from, but there are about 2% of the human beings who are immune to the mind control. And that might be an intentional insertion in order to offer choice. So my understanding is that we are in good shape. The ETs above our head have been managed by white hat ETs. And the big work in World War III is subterranean. It is with the Dums, the deep underground military bases that have been under the control of the evil ones, the parasites, for thousands of years. And they have human farms down there. Adrenochrome is a big deal in this production. So if you want the explanation, it takes me about an hour to walk you through, and then all the academic documentation. And the question is who are our opponents? All right, let's go on to our next topic. What does frequency have to do with creation? All right. So, crop circles. All right. Now, with that, I'm going to give some testimony about crop circles with what you're looking at here. And I could just, let me do this. Let me just get some images here to entertain you with my testimony here. All you gotta do is look, and they are extraordinary. Now, an authentic crop circle has the following characteristics. The grains are bent but not broken. And how I know this stuff is from here, I'll just talk to you this way. Probably seen a lot, and you can look at a lot. So, coming up to the 1990 World Summit for Children at the UN, I was a key volunteer with results.org, and I was doing a televised presentation for just a few minutes, just a public service PSA. And I show up, I go into the green room, and there's this other guy there who has a little display case with crops that are bent. And I ask him what he's doing for television, and he tells me, and I tell him, and he's there. He's a professor at Cal State or Cal Poly Pomona, I believe, in the agriculture department. He's a professor there, and he's talking about crop circles. And he said that, and I hadn't heard of him in 1990, but he said that the characteristics are is that the grains of stalk are bent at a 90-degree angle, but not broken. And he asked me, "Do you know anything about grains? Have you ever been on a farm?" And just my papa's farm with mostly melons. But he said that you can't do that. You can't, it'll snap. But these are bent and they'll continue to grow. There are no footprints going in, no footprints going out. It all happens overnight. Some of these formations are hundreds of yards long and they are geometrically perfect, not off by 1 degree. There's also evidence of the application of a brief burst of high heat because the very top few millimeters of the soil have the iron particles in spheres, which would be consistent with the application of heat. There is a electromagnetic signature that stays and dissipates gradually, and those are crop circles. And I said, "So we don't know how they're made." He says, "No." I said, "What do you think?" He said, "I think they're ETs." I said, "What are they telling us?" He said, "That's a good question, and a lot of this is mathematical, and we really don't know, but they are messages of some kind." Now, in terms of frequency, and what does frequency have to do with this? The testimony of people who have observed these being made is consistent with one film example, which I'll show you in 32 seconds.
Aren't quite so easy to come by. Oliver's Castle, Wiltshire, 1989.
There's a couple of lights down there somewhere.
This controversial film appears to show strange objects hovering above a cornfield. Below, complex circle formations appear. Retired electrical engineer Colin Andrews.
And that's it. That's it. The testimony is that these balls of about the size of a soccer ball. They go over, they hover around, and the crops just flop, just like that. Now, for frequencies, let me play this because we had in our discussions on Tartaria the idea that bells and organs were a big deal in the old world, and let's see maybe why.
Rebel, as in to rebel the cities and towns with the healing frequencies. Do not listen to the radio, Spotify, or Apple Music.
There may be a lot to that. And that's it for that section. Let's just go ahead and go on to the idea of unpoisoned food. Going to get rid of some of these windows to allow me to read this better. Okay, next. I think we need to take back our language. I want to call my organic carrots just carrots and let the other farmers call theirs a chemical carrot. And then they can list all the ingredients that they use to that they used instead of me having to be certified. The burden is on us to prove something. Let them prove that they used only 30 chemicals instead of 50 to produce an apple. Now, I like that. This is America's first urban agrihood in Detroit. It feeds 2,000 households for free from this 3-acre garden and has a fruit orchard with 200 trees. It also has a sensory garden for kids. I think that once humanity is free, we're going to find local organic food is going to be a big deal for the community. And then this is a good question. Why do the USDA and Department of Education need weapons of war? As from Representative Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky. And he's asking a good question here of how come the Department of Education, if they're making the argument that an AR-15 is a weapon of war, then the Department of Education and USDA are at war with somebody? I would say he's correct, is that they are at war with somebody, and that somebody is with us. And a couple of updates with the war. Thou shalt not commit genocide, Chris Hedges. Opposing genocide is a moral, not a political choice. And that's part of the obviousness of what's going on. Yeah. He makes a good point here. There is only one way to end the ongoing genocide in Gaza. It is not through bilateral negotiations. Israel has amply demonstrated, including with the assassination of the lead Hamas negotiator, that it has no interest in a permanent ceasefire. The only way for Israel's genocide of the Palestinians to be halted is for the U.S. to end all weapons shipments to Israel. And the only way this will take place is if enough Americans make clear they have no intention of supporting any presidential ticket or any political party that fuels this genocide. And I think I'll just chat with you for a moment with that. And that's so I say that I won't vote for Trump because I can't conscientiously agree that it's below the minimum standards of a leader to not recognize that we don't do illegal war. I understand, and I'm open to the possibility of that this is all an act, a show, and there are stages to it. I'm open to that, but I'm not going to vote for it. I'm not going to vote for an apparent criminal against humanity supporting COVID. But one of the most remarkable aspects of living on Earth is the ongoing wars, despite the fact that with all of our family sacrificing through two world wars, it's illegal. You can't do it. I'll put into the show notes at BitChute the article that I have. I don't have it up in this show, but this is published research via the Claremont Colleges to merely state what anybody who reads the two treaties that ended the two world wars would see for themselves. The World War I, the treaty is called the Renunciation Against War. It's lied in our children's textbooks as the Kellogg-Briand Pact. That is a treaty. It's about a page and a half. says you can't do war. It's illegal. And then World War II, the United Nations Charter, it's in the U.S. State Department annual publication, Treaties in Force as a treaty, but as a charter, because similar to like Major League Baseball, you elect a government, your own government, but you're in the league. It's a treaty status, and Article 6 of the Constitution. A treaty is U.S. supreme law. And for the UN Charter, I recommend that you read it. It takes a little while to read, but a lot of the stuff is repetitive, and you get the idea that, oh, only self-defense. Okay? And you can't attack another nation unless you are under attack or under imminent threat of attack. So all these wars where the US invade and attack, under the rule of law, if you have a security concern and you're not under attack or imminent threat, then you take it to the UN Security Council. We're not supposed to do these wars. But Israel does them. Israel does them. Let's go back. NATO is invading Russia by proxy, and our media is not telling us how insane this is. Yeah, this is super insane. Because we're arming all Ukraine is attacking Russia with our weapons. So that's by proxy. And that is pretty crazy. And we might be shown all the way up to World War III. Trump assassination attempt. Details surface. USS countersnipers did not stop assassin crooks. Butler SWAT did. Also, the FBI quickly and quietly released the body for cremation. So this is interesting testimony here. They destroyed the body, but we have the physical evidence that we've discussed of the photograph of this guy, allegedly Crooks, with a bullet through his face. If that had been a counter sniper, the expert testimony about the power of that weapon is that it would have turned his head into an unrecognizable mass of fragments and mist. Response to Representative Clay Higgins' Trump assassination report of August 16th, 2024. George Webb, he is doing a great job. So there's the idea of a van with explosives and blood. And just what about that van is disappeared from the story. Representative Anna Paulina, I just obtained a photo that was taken by an individual at the rally in PA of Crooks walking around the building before the assassination attempt with a rifle. Could see it right there. And what George Webb is finding out is that these guys groomed Crooks for a year. Took him 43 times to a shooting range that may have been with Department of Homeland Security, and that on the day of the event, Crook's job was to be the patsy. But, things didn't work out that well. And there's a lot of details here, and the shots may have been fired here from that post. That's where the shooter ended up with his rifle 7 feet away from him. And from that position, on an upward slope, you wouldn't be able to even get a shot off. So we are looking at, and maybe I'll talk with you for a moment here about that. Let's see, because nope. So with the Trump assassination attempt, we have what we're shown is the exposure, and I'll put into the show notes at BitChute the article that the history has been JFK, RFK, and MLK were assassinated by our own government in cases that are just blatantly obvious. If you go ahead and take a look at the evidence, then anybody can verify for themselves. And we're being shown that Secret Service was complicit in this attempt of what we're shown. Now, the official story is on the back of that roof. Crooks somehow snuck up there and crawled up. And the acting director, in testimony to Congress, even had a reenactment film showing a guy just lifting up his head to shoot. And then the story is that the counter snipers acted immediately and responsibly. Damning testimony. And they should be under arrest right now because the film evidence shows that this guy didn't crawl up from the back. He was running along the roof along the side. That's film evidence. And he never even made it to the top to take a shot. And now the body has disappeared? Cremated, huh? Where the body was, it was shot with a bullet that wasn't a counter-sniper bullet in a position that wasn't in position to fire. And then we don't even have the ballistics of the fire, of the rifle, of the shots. So it is just crazy, complicit. And I hope people are able to add two and two together on this. Now, in addition, I think the whole thing was fake because we have, as we went over it right away, Brian Davidson and I, you had in the front row, that guy who is has the same facial features, not in the front row, but right behind Trump, the same facial features as JFK Jr. standing up with two buddies right there, unfazed. And then Trump gets up, lies about bleeding a lot when it's just a little application. He has no scar. My understanding is that if somebody did get shot in the ear, there'd be a lot of blood and you wouldn't be able to hear out of that ear anymore. But not Trump. And then Trump just lies about it to the RNC, lies about it in the interview with Elon Musk about how much blood when there wasn't. There wasn't. And again, I understand the possible applications of having a show exposing the Secret Service and official assassinations. All that is good with me. And as always, I don't know much, but we can point out the official story is a lie, and that is sufficient to withdraw consent for anything, to withdraw belief for everything, and to demand those leader arrests. But we're not going to have that until, where's my cursor? We get some sort of a breakthrough event. So we may be drip, drip, dripping, but it's not going to get the attention. It's not going to be enough until we have a flood. Cackle and Kamala, six updates. Oh, this is fun. Resurface clips of Kimmel and Colbert show what they used to think of Kamala Harris. I'll play this.
August, but blackface wearing corporate comedian Jimmy. Hey guys, I'm off the grid for August, but blackface wearing corporate comedian Jimmy Kimmel still has a job.
Americans really aren't happy with this vice president, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has an approval rating of 28%, which is makes no sense because she basically has nothing to do. I mean, it's like criticizing a backup quarterback. Tom Brady's okay. I don't love the way Blaine Gabbert has his legs folded on the bench. I have to be honest. Kamala's approval rating of 28% is even lower than the 30% who approved of Dick Cheney in 2008 after he shot a guy in the face. Kamala Harris's approval rating is now at 28%, which is an historic low for any modern vice president.
She may not be polling well with her base, but at least she didn't shoot an old man in the face.
Excellent point.
Now, if Biden do not run, the next person in line would obviously be Vice President Kamala Harris, only one teensy problem. I agree. Lovely, lovely person. One problem, last week her approval dipped to 28%. To put that into perspective, the movie Batman versus Superman has an approval rating of 29%. So Kamala Harris is 1% less popular than watching 2.5 hours of Batman and Superman wrestle each other, then realize their moms have the same first name, so they decide to be friends.
Yeah. The worst president that we have seen in modern history. He has the lowest approval rating in modern history. Kamala Harris has the lowest approval rating for any vice president in the history of this country. And Dick Cheney shot somebody. That's how bad she's doing.
Well, it is bad news. I mean, according to the latest polls, USA Today and Suffolk University, Vice President Kamala Harris, her approval rating is under 28%. And the president himself is just slightly above that, under 38%.
Ouch. And you would think those approval ratings would drop going from VP to P. Harris for president requires COVID vaccination. Well, isn't that special? And that's what it says. Harris for president requires all employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccination status as prescribed by the CDC as a condition of employment. The great choosing. Peter Doocy, Kamala walked this back immediately. Now, I'll play just a little of this. He gets to the point pretty quickly.
Correspondent Peter Doocy has more. Peter.
Harris, the vice president spoke for a little bit more than 1 minute in that plain side gaggle that broke the no questions answered streak. But there is new reason to think that her team might need to prep her quite a bit more before she talks for more than 60 or 70 seconds. Case in point, she apparently, according to the New York Times, told a group of uncommitted voters in Michigan that she is open to the idea of an arms embargo, stop shipping some U.S. arms to Israel, which her team immediately had to walk back. Her national security advisor, Phil Gordon, came right out to say VP has been clear. She will always ensure Israel is able to defend itself against Iran and Iran-backed terrorist groups. She does not support an arms embargo on Israel. She will continue to work to protect civilians in Gaza and uphold international humanitarian law. But
that doesn't look good. Kamala Harris to call for federal price controls in Friday's speech, and she did. That's communism. They've never worked. It creates black markets, and just the optics are horrendous for her. The same media that covered up for Biden is now lifting Harris up, Governor Burgum. I'll play just a couple of minutes of this.
Burgum's with us now. Sir, good morning to you. We know you're a Trump supporter. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is with us now. Sir, good morning to you. We know you're a Trump supporter. That has been clear through the past 6 months. However, the polling suggests that she's got some momentum. Where today, some 88 days away, do you see this race?
Well, the race is still going to favor President Trump. The set of cards that Harris and Walz have, you've got an economy that's in shambles. You got a border that's open. You've got wars, breaking out around the world. And whether that's advances by China, advances by Iran, I mean, the total mess that Joe Biden and Harris have left us is still there. This honeymoon period, unbelievable, Bill and Shannon. I mean, she got almost 3 weeks without having to take a question from a reporter as a candidate. Anybody who's ever run for president knows, even if you're an unknown candidate, you can't go like 3 hours, much less 3 weeks, without somebody asking you a question. And if you were dodging them for 3 weeks, you'd be out of the race. And then you just mentioned she hasn't done a press conference since December. I mean, that's got to be a new record for a vice president. And then she never mentions Joe Biden's name. And she was part of this conspiracy and cover-up about Joe Biden's health. She was part of the big lie that went on for over a year. The media was complicit with that, and the same media that was covering up Joe Biden is now lifting her up without putting her on even the most minimal kind of questions about.
And he goes on. Now, it was interesting that the Fox News guy pretended that those polls showing Harris having some surge is anything other than rigged, but they are. And I mean, they're going to go ahead and give these media polls, but the idea of going from 28% up to even with Trump, that is not going to be statistically possible. All right. Next. Where is my page? Here we go. All right, and then we're going to go to vice president nominee or choice for among the Dems, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. CNN admits Tim Walz's campaign lied about his drunk driving arrest numerous times. Yeah, and the details is that Walz claimed that, well, I'll just go ahead and read some of this. So he's going 96 in a 55 zone in 1995. He failed his blood alcohol test. He failed his field sobriety test. And then Walz's campaign repeatedly claimed that the Democrat had not been drinking but was pulled over and failed the field sobriety test because of alleged hearing loss he suffered from his time serving in the National Guard. And that is just a crazy lie, but there it is. And again, it might be that what we're looking at is like the worst choice being put forward among the Dems. I mean, they chose Biden in 2020 with Harris. Tacogate, Tim Walz caught in another lie, claims he uses no spices on tacos, but previously won competition using multiple spices in a taco recipe. Now, that's just weird. But he gave this this interview commercial, and I'll play it, but I mean, he wants to paint. I'll just have him say,
like, I have white guy tacos and
what is like that black, like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's
and,
okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No. Oh. Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president.
Pepper is the top of the spice? What? Is this guy just lie on command? Wicked. Joe Biden and let's see, is that on this section? Oh, yeah, it is. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris forced states to fund health care costs for illegal aliens starting November 1st, 2024, as average U.S. family pays $24,000 per year. So those optics, again, you would think that who's writing these scripts has to be the question. And I think it is so horrible for our opponents that it has to be the White Hats writing these scripts. Vance, young Americans are becoming paupers due to inflation, high housing costs. Yes, median home prices in the U.S. have skyrocketed, hitting a peak of $479,000 in fourth quarter of 2022. At the end of 2020, the median home price was $358,000. So the housing is becoming unaffordable for anybody. And it is crazy that people would, Trump isn't really giving any alternative. And I'll put into the show notes here, the economics article that I have is that monetary reform and public banking are literally worth about $1 million per average household in benefits if we stopped the parasitism. Alabama Secretary of State discovers thousands of illegals registered to vote in November's presidential election. Just threw that one in there because we are seeing those stories. And we got one more update with COVID. Share a new study from Japan. COVID shots installed nanobots. Yeah. Yeah, and the Japanese are all over this with leading medical personnel doing press conferences. So we'll see how that goes. Steve Kirsch, eye issues skyrocket after the COVID shots rolled out. If something else is causing such a profound increase, what is it? Yeah. Medical warfare. Doctors who question COVID shots promoted ivermectin lose certification. Yep. And they have to. They have to go all out. These people at the top, these leaders, literally have to be arrested because they're only going to go in one direction. They can't go back because this is crimes against humanity if any of this comes out. We got Google AI to finally admit the truth about the COVID vaccines and the U.S. childhood vaccine schedule. And that would be the toxicity. And one of the benefits of COVID is to have people question all of these shots. WHO, monkeypox data dated August 12th, not worrisome on June 30th. There had only been 208 reported deaths during the past 2.5 years. And monkeypox is very difficult to catch. Almost has to be a gay sex kind of thing. So, but we'll see. We'll see what the script has for us. And if they're going to go ahead and go for it. The key to monkeypox is knowing that the K is silent. That's a good point. And what the WHO needs now is just a cartoon. And got the WHO saying that none of this is sticking. And I hope that's the case. Well, Patriots, closing thoughts. There's nothing new. Everything seems to be moving forward. The gap between the facts and the ridiculous spin that we're given by officials continues to grow. And that will snap at one point. We have the DNC convention coming up. That should be interesting. If what we're seeing is a White Hat script, then the progression of events is going to continue as we've seen. It'll get more and more intense. I think that any rational script is going to have to destroy the confidence in the Ponzi scheme that we call a monetary system and a financial system. It is a rigged casino within a looting system. The 1% own more than the 99%. And it is all just ridiculous loots and gambles. It's crazy, but that's what it is. And I think that that has to collapse. Hang in there, patriots. We will be back with Joe and Chris tomorrow with more of the news that you need to know.